Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, I've been using this old book for a research project, and I noticed that a lot of pages are turning brown and becoming brittle.
Yes, unfortunately, that's a common problem with books made from wood pulp.
I suppose that to make paper from wood, you have to add a lot of chemicals and acids to make it turn white.
Exactly, and it's the acid that eventually eats away the paper.
Oh, that actually makes sense. But this book's not even 75 years old, and I've seen books in museums that are hundreds of years old, and they're in fine condition.
Well, you see, books have been made from wood pulp only since the 1850s. Before that, they were made from materials, mostly animal skins, and no chemicals were added.
It's a shame those older wood pulp books are going to fall apart someday. Is there anything that can be done to preserve them?
Currently, the only way to stop the books from decaying is to remove the binding and treat each page individually to remove the acid.
That doesn't sound very economical.
No, it isn't. It's not practical to treat a large number of books with this process, so we only try to rescue the most valuable edition books in our collection.
Well, thanks for the explanation. I'd better get back to my project.
Good luck, and I hope the old book will hold long enough for you to finish it.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
According to the man, why do modern books decay?
21. What does the man say about books published before 1850?
22. What will the woman probably do next?